Good afternoon, Mr. Noble.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for giving us time to talk to you about this. Can you tell us more about George Fenton?
Yes, well, George studied engineering in Sydney University, chemical engineering, and he ended up with a doctorate. After completing his course, he joined the oil industry, and that eventually led to a career in the USA in the oil and energy business. He became president of his company, and his interest in collecting Australian coins continued. And in America, there is a professional coin grading service which gives third-party grading to his coins. So every coin's been certified by the grading company, and he was the leading collection in the world of Australian coins in those slabs. And he decided that it was time to sell his collection to give others the opportunity, because he'd gone as far as he thought he could go with the finest surviving pre-decimal coins. I mean, the PCGS registry set doesn't stand still, he says, and it was a matter of keeping up or getting out. He decided he'd had enough fun and wanted to let the next generation of collectors to take over. So that was good news for us and for our customers, and we hope that they can take the opportunity of acquiring good coins for their collections. Australian pre-decimal coins are made in precious metal or bronze. We've got silver and we've got bronze coins, and some of the bronze coins are worth more than their weight in gold, that's for sure, because we've got a 1920 penny on the front cover, which is expected to bring over $60,000. And that's not the 1930. We also have the rare 1930, which is expected to bring $75,000. And there's a 1932 florin illustrated on the back cover of the catalogue, estimated at $17,500, which I know already will sell for more than that.
I noticed that there is a rare Philippine banknote that is included in the items to be auctioned.
Yes, in our general catalogue we have a commemorative note issued in the Philippines for the 100th anniversary, and it's a very large note. It's the largest note that's been produced in the world, and a very limited issue of only 1,000 notes. So they have been very limited release, and when they've been sold, they've sold for over $20,000 in Singapore. So we're really excited to have this. So for expat Filipinos living in Australia, it's a wonderful opportunity to get a treasure of their own country.
That's right. What's the value of the banknote?
It's 100,000 peso. That's very high face right here.
It's a very rare amount.
Yes.
There's a lot of rare group of medals and documents in the collection.
Yes, well, we have a group of medals, just basically the World War I trio that was awarded to a leading seaman, Corbould, and he was one of the crew members of Australia's first submarine, which was lost in the waters of German New Guinea in World War I in 1914 and has never been located. So there's never been a set of medals to a crew member of the AE-1 on the market before, and we expect this wonderful group, which has come down through the family, will bring a record price. It's estimated at $20,000, but that may be too low for something of such historical importance.
Right. I noticed that there's also a holy dollar that will be sold for, well, value of about $200,000.
Yes, that's correct. That coin was bought by the late Eric Wodak. He was a collector from Melbourne, and he bought it from a London dealer for £57.10, which is the equivalent of $115 in 1956, which is exactly 60 years ago. So that's had an appreciation from $100 to $200,000 in the space of 60 years.
Quite the sum. There's also that first known excessively rare proof-like Australian florin.
Yes, that 1914 H mint mark, which stands for Heaton's Mint in Birmingham, when the Royal Mint contracted Heaton's Mint to produce coins. They produced this coin as a specimen to exhibit in their museum. And being a private organisation, years later, the museum sold it off to our company, Spink & Son, at the time in London, and we ended up selling it several decades ago for good sums of money, but now it's reached the dizzy height of $200,000.
Jeez. I noticed that you're also going to offer not only Australian, but also European, like Greek and Roman coins?
Yes, we've got a collection of coins from North Africa, from Carthage and Sicily, known as the Siculo-Punic coinage. And the great leader Hannibal led the Carthaginians with elephants across the Alps to attack the Italians. His campaign lasted quite a while, but didn't succeed ultimately. But the coins are really magnificent. They show a female head on one side and either a horse or a lion on the other. And they're in gold and silver. And this collection is world class. We had a dealer from London inspecting it and saying it's definitely world class and there's nothing like it in Australia. And we certainly hope that some local collectors come to the party and buy these coins.
I cannot imagine that a £1 note issued by New Zealand will now sell for $25,000.
Well, there's a story behind that one. It was produced at the first printing of Reserve Bank of New Zealand notes in 1934, and it was presented to the former Prime Minister, John Gordon Coates, and he was the finance man at the time, but he had been Prime Minister in the 1920s, and it has serial number one, and it's been held by the family in a frame. Unfortunately, it faded a little, otherwise it'd be worth $100,000, but at $25,000, it's a real bargain for the first £1 banknote of New Zealand.
How much money can really grow?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have a rare treasury bill for $1.2 billion?
Yes, this was produced when they were going through a financial crisis in the early years of the Fraser government.
Uh-huh.
And John Stone, who's still alive, signed these treasury bills, which was the way they raised finance quickly between government departments and banks to make big payments. This one's written out by hand. They have another method now. They don't use these bills anymore. So this is one that was cancelled, but just not destroyed. So it's a really unique thing on the market. And the estimate of $5,000 is not a lot for such a unique financial instrument.
We have on the line Mr. Jim Noble of Noble Numismatics. Very hard to pronounce. When will this auction be held?
It's held on at the State Library, at the Dixon Room of the State Library in Macquarie Street, opposite our office. It's starting at 4:30 p.m. on Monday. There are two sessions, 4:30 and 7:30. Then it goes from 9:30 in the morning for the next 3 days and nights. The George Fenton collection goes up on Wednesday night at 7:30.
If they need more information, what number should they call?
They could call us on 9223-4578, or they can email us at jim@noble.com.au.
There you go. For those who are interested and have money, come over to Macquarie Street, Sydney. Mr. Noble, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.